Over the years, you've noticed that the quantities have decreased. I remember when we first introduced this service, the sheer volume of stuff. I mean, there are people who had stuff stored up for years, several fridges, stoves, etc., for years just in their place. And so we had quite a bit of stuff. It was hard work. And we were encouraged, though, that people were ready to get rid of the waste. And that is why we continued the service. And over the years, it has reduced, which we predicted would happen. What I am concerned about, though, is that in spite of the provision of this service and the obvious reduction in the quantities we are collecting, that there is, believe it or not, still illegal dumping when it comes to white goods. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Maybe people don't think of what they are doing because these stuff, you know, have public health significance. Mm-hmm. Not only in terms of some of the material gases, etc., that they may contain, but they also hold water, which can lead to the breeding of mosquitoes. We recently had the issue of the chikungunya virus spreading throughout St. Vincent. I think that had it not been for this program, things would have been much worse. And I mean much, much worse. Right. So when you discard these things, they collect water. Also, those of you with homes would know that if you have problems with rats and so on, there's a lot of material in these appliances that the rats use for creating the nests and so on. So when you throw that out, that's providing that type of material for the breeding of rodents, which can spread diseases, leptospirosis, for example.